closer to the ground, or maybe you might say in the water, boat owners are also feeling the pain of high fuel prices, and it's affecting business owners in New Hampshire's Lakes region, which normally draws millions of tourists every year. Shannon Mullen reports.
Glendale Marine has been selling, renting, and storing boats on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee for 26 years. Owner Paul Dupre says a big part of his business is moving 20 to 30 foot powerboats between the water and his storage racks as their owners come and go.
We're inside a storage building. You can see some of the empty racks as we start to remove stuff for spring launch.
Most of the spots in Dupre's three-story racks are full. The building holds upwards of 150 pontoons, outboard runabouts, speedboats, and bow riders. And this year, he says 30% of the boat's owners plan to leave them here.
They're saying, put my boat up for sale or put my boat in storage for the year. We're not going to use it.
Dupre blames high gas prices. Up the road at Mountain View Yacht Club, manager Phil Arell says members tell him fuel is not the only factor.
The economy is real bad, and they're all weighing what they cut out of their lives. And in most cases, it's the toys or the pleasure, and most boats are pleasure craft.
Arell says about 20% of the facility's nearly 300 privately owned boat slips are empty, while in past years there have been waiting lists to fill them. Sales of some new boats are up. Marinas here say the most expensive models are moving. But there are also more used boats on the market. Mike Audess has listed his gas-guzzling Baja speedboat for weeks without an offer.
It's a 28-footer, and the average cost is about $400 now to fill the tank.
Whether he sells it or not, Audess says this summer he'll be taking his family out on the water on their 24-foot sailboat.
Because even the worst day on sailing, you get back to the dock, you haven't spent a dime.
The 230-foot cruise ship Mount Washington burns about 70,000 gallons of diesel fuel per season, running several tours of the lake each day. Owner and captain Jim Morash says this is the first year fuel costs have been a threat to his bottom line. But he's not raising rates. Instead, he's hoping to fill up the boat with tourists taking local vacations to save money.
People staying closer to home this year for the summertime and visiting maybe some of their diamonds in their own backyard.
And Morash says for most New Englanders, the Lakes region is a jewel that's just half a tank of gas away. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.